What time is it? It's Packard Folks at time. Hat? Check. Shirt? Check. Pants? Optional. Mug? Double check. Check us out at cafepress.com/PackardFolksAt where you can get all this great merchandise and more.
Do you like Packard Folks at and want to hear it on demand and on the go? Download the free app today at Stitcher.com. Available on iOS, Android, Nook, and iPad.
This is Packard Folks at, and I'm poking at your news.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Packard Folks at, the midweek show. This is episode 418.
Well, let's talk about some football.
Talk about football
and church. Super Bowl. Sure. I have tickets to the Super Bowl, Jesus. There's a church in it's not one church. It's a mega church. It's a series of churches, as it were, in Ohio. And in their Cincinnati locale, they claim the last 15 years on Super Bowl Sunday, they have a Super Bowl themed service because they found out that, shock, shock, one of the lowest attended church service of the year is Super Bowl Sunday. Solution is that, yeah, they have all of these games that they play. The pastors put on jerseys and pat each other on the butt, and they come into just the most awful, choices of pop music that you could pick. And it's weird and it's awkward. This church has commercials evidently in the middle of their service. I was watching the actual service before the meeting. Uh-huh. And I sat through one, which was basically just supposed to be a comedy sketch. And then they actually had a commercial in there for Red Apron, which is a service that you can buy. Yeah, you're familiar with that?
I'm familiar with Red Apron.
Yeah, yeah. What?
Blue Apron?
Blue Apron. Red. Blue Apron.
There was this one. I think I wrote down Red Apron. It might be Blue Apron.
Blue Apron is the service where they provide you with the food and directions on how to cook it.
Yeah, I think yes.
That'd be okay. Blue.
Yeah. I haven't even reached the point where they're giving this sermon, but this is like a sermon competition, and I'm just flummoxed as to why they're doing this and why they're having this. I don't even know what they're going to talk about, how Jesus was the ultimate touchdown or something. So mega churches are. This takes Saddleback, 40 Days of Purpose, Pastor and all of that to another level that I'm not familiar with because I stopped going a long time ago now. I'm thinking, because they want to be the church that, you did not like your normal church. And I'm going, well, they've achieved that goal. Yeah. So,
yeah.
I don't know. Reminds me of a high school pep rally. I was disappointed that there wasn't a dairy challenge and nobody got slimed. But then again, I haven't finished the entire service. And right after the commercials, I don't know if he's one of the pastors, but he's basically the ref who glides out in a huge huge easy chair at one point. He says they have a giveaway. And this seems to be counterproductive to what they're doing. They have a giveaway for the 2018 Super Bowl. They have two tickets to the Super Bowl with airfare and hotels. And all you have to do is text the name of the church and a series of 31s. And you'll get a link that you follow to enter into this contest to win Super Bowl tickets. So next year, you can, instead of going to church, you can be a heathen and go to the actual Super Bowl. But you have to attend church this Sunday to win the tickets. So I'm like, well, dang, there goes my plan. and I had to wonder, I'm like, how many, when you,
I see some...
When you click on the link, yeah, what happens? Well, what information are you giving them?
It's not just that. It's just the fact is that, honestly, I mean, think about it. Think how much money tickets to the Super Bowl would cost, right?
Yes.
So if
yes.
And all right, now this is going to sound our argument from emotion, but the church is spending this money on tickets for the Super Bowl, and instead of spending that money, I don't know, feeding some poor people. They're more important than getting more asses in the seats. So you come and donate money so you might get tickets to the Super Bowl next year, maybe. So we're going to put that money away to give to some to a corporation so you can go to the Super Bowl. But hey, let the churches take care of the poor.
Oh, yeah, this, well, anyway. They had a section too, and I'm watching the actual church service, I guess. And an ex football player who played for three different teams, the pastors were having some kind of quiz with him. So I'm sitting here thinking, well, maybe the NFL donated these tickets or something like that. I can't help but think that there's something up with the tickets.
If the tickets are donated, that's one thing. But I mean, if they actually had to go out and buy the tickets, that's something else completely different.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's not I don't know. I guess this is evangelical sermon services light, you know. Yeah. And oh my God, the rock band that they had opening the show was just awful. The song is laughable. It's only a couple minutes long, so if you want to hear something that is bad by any comparison, you can hear that. That's at the very beginning of the video. But
okay.
So
late Sunday night, I guess Monday morning, I got a notice from a friend of mine that Rachel Maddow and Stephen Colbert had gotten together to create a Twitter account called Fire the Fool.
Oh, really?
Okay. And have planned an event in Washington, D.C. on April 1st to basically have a rally on saying Fire the Fool.
Oh.
And it was, you know, I got early notice when I went to the Twitter account. I, you know, followed when they had about 20,000 people already. Now they have about 72,000.
It's Fire the Fool at Twitter, huh?
Yeah, Fire the Fool, and it's also hashtag Fire the Fool, and there's the dash between the Fire and Fool. So it's Fire underscore the underscore Fool for the hashtag, and Fire the Fool on Twitter. But and I'm sure they'll have this in every major city. I look forward to having it in Chicago. I'll surely attend. I guess they were taking the lead from the Women's March after the inauguration, and have decided to, of course, why they push it all the way out to April, I guess, is give them enough time to mobilize people so they can make plans.
Also, but, April Fool's Day.
Yeah, that's on it. Yeah. I'm wondering, though, is like all these people show up or nobody shows up on April Fool's Day. All the Trump supporters go out there on April Fool's Day. That's the joke. Everybody's supposed to get down there on April Fool's Day, but the Trump supporters, who don't know any better, obviously, go out there to protest this group, and none of them show up because it's like, we're not really going to show up. We're going to trick the Trumpsters. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
That would almost be funny.
That would be funny, though.
I think partly, though, it's because it's the atheist holiday.
It is atheist holiday.
Do we need to have triple hats? You know, they had the pussy hats for the big pussy orange face masks.
Yeah, everyone paint their face orange.
That's even better. Paint your face orange. Yes, and, I like
and
that.
And a fool's cap.
Yes, yes, a gesture.
While we are poking at your news, you can poke us at Facebook and Twitter. Or poke us with an email at ppapodcast@gmail.com. Or leave us a message at 662-709-PPAP. Join us live on YouTube / Packard Pokesette on Friday nights at 9 p.m. Central Time. Be part of the conversation by live chatting with us during the show. Enjoy the show? Help support us by becoming a monthly patron at patreon.com/PackardPokeSet or look awesome by buying something at cafepress.com/PackardPokeSet. No money, no problem. You can help us by sharing the show with friends and rate us on iTunes and Stitcher. For everyone that shares and rates us, you kick ass.
The Atheists,
the Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast.
Wait a minute. No wardrobe? You mean we're going to be naked while we do this?
Well, seeing how I'm an atheist and I'm reading the Bible, and since clothes are flammable,
fire, fire, fire,
I thought it might be a good idea to take them all off first.
Naked or not, follow along as we read, analyze, and try to keep you from falling asleep as we go through this boring-ass book.
Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spreaker. Who knows? We may even be on YouTube someday. I want to apologize to everybody that's anybody that's watching the show live here right now. Unfortunately, my computer decided the computer's graphics card went out or something. I don't know what the hell happened to it, but I can't broadcast my regular video stream, so I apologize for that. I'm sorry, Tom, was there any more to that?
Not so much. Just that it's got a lot of attention very quickly. Mm. It seems to be tapering down a bit now. So promote it.
Yeah. Fire_the_fool. Or hashtag fire the fool. Speaking of the Super Bowl, the halftime show, apparently Lady Gaga was the main attraction because, well, she's Lady Gaga. So
it was a good show too, by the way.
I saw a bit of it on Stephen Colbert on the Late Show. He's like, she does a part of the song. She does Homo the Free, and then she jumps off the stage. That's the part I saw. And
yep.
Apparently, well, religious people have a problem with Lady Gaga. Laura Ingraham, especially, she says that this is one of her latest lies. Says Lady Gaga skipped Under God in the Pledge during her halftime show. Apparently, during her incredible performance, the singer bits of God Bless America and This Land and Your is Your Land before reciting the part of the Pledge of Allegiance, which includes one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now, you can hear it in the video yourself. It says, somehow consecutive talk show host Laura Ingraham insisted that Lady Gaga omitted the words under God, even though that everybody heard it and there's videotape evidence of it.
Yes.
Alternate facts, everybody. Alternate facts. And she got onto Twitter and she goes, of course she admitted under God from this pledge snippet. Let me tell you something, Lord Ingram, you stupid cunt monkey. The fact is that under God was added in the 52 or 56. But it was never in there originally. So if she had left it out, it wouldn't have mattered because that would have been the original, not the fact that this bastardized version that was shoved in there because of the Red Scare.
Yeah. Oh, she's, I heard it was 54 according to Google, but
yeah,
no, I've heard her say it.
Yeah.
Laura Ingraham needs a new hearing aid.
Yeah, apparently. Now she later did delete the tweet saying that she goes, oh, with an apology, but kept up the one that spelled out under God in all caps.
I've been trying to get my daughter to not say under God since like first grade.
Yeah. They try to
just say underdog.
Yeah, underdog.
Yeah. People think that's satanic too. People have been saying that Lady Gaga's performance is all for Satan. She's a Luciferian. She's like, you know, it's bizarre.
It really is. So, I mean, let's just say for shits and giggles, she is a Luciferian. So what? This is a free country. Last time I checked.
Not like she was wearing her meat dress.
Yeah.
That was weird. That must have smelled really bad.
Yeah. No, she's an artist, and these images, come on, the eye of, you know, the eye of Horus, all that stuff she uses, it's just all her, she believe. Actually, I think she was, wasn't she born Jewish?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, and she was born Jewish, and she's inclusive. She, I've heard her say that, you know, whatever she thinks personally, she says, yeah, Christian God, all this stuff, it's fine with her. She's, you know, she's, I think she's spiritual, I suspect.
I suspect she herself. Is. I don't know for sure, but.
But
she's an entertainer. She goes for shock value, and, you know, yeah. that's her shtick.
Yeah. The Republicans know this. You say something shocking, you get attention. Why haven't they figured this out yet?
One of the biggest and first shock rockers, Alice Cooper, is actually a Christian.
Yeah.
So it's an act,
and
people.
And he's very intelligent.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
So
much like your preachers on TV.
But he's one of those ones, though, where, you know, he was your typical hard rock, headbanging, drug using, you know, headed for the grave early. Then he found God, and God helped him to sober up. And that's how it typically happens. People find God when they're rock bottom, and they think, and they attribute, oh, God helped me. It's all God's plan that helped me not to kill myself.
Yeah.
I hear it over and over and over. And I was actually disappointed when he revealed that. Like, no, not you too.
Yeah.
But I can understand it, you know.
Yeah.
If you feel your life is power, if you're powerless, you know, like, that's what gets you out, you know, that's good. I mean, at least he doesn't push his religion like, you know, Nugent.
No. Yeah. His brand, his old redneck brand of religion, God and guns and whatever else, you know, it's all mixed up.
And speaking of entertainers, did anyone see the SNL Melissa McCarthy doing the John Slicer?
No.
That was, oh my God, dead that
on.
So funny.
Dead on. It was hysterical. It was the funniest thing on SNL I've seen in years.
when she's hopping the podium around.
I've been doing this to my daughter. I'm using your words, but I just said what you said. No, I said what you said before you said it. I was using your words.
Oh, here, I'm gonna make your apology for you, and I'm still not accepting it. I'm just like, oh, please tell me she's coming back to play this part, because
she's gotta. She was it was so good. It was hysterical.
Yeah,
and just spot on.
Oh, I know. I mean, Alex,
and even the look.
Yes. Oh, it's crazy. They did such great makeup on her. Yeah, she looks like Spencer, whatever his name is. Spice Girl.
Spicer. But, yeah, it's...
Maybe this is what SNL needed, was something political to be so outrageous.
They've had something political in the past.
It's nice to have a target that's as easy as Trump, but not, like, overkill like Trump.
Yeah,
not everybody's getting Trump.
Major overkill.
Mm-hmm.
But Sean Spicer is the new spike.
It's like shooting fish in the barrel.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, I want to thank everybody for coming to our midweek show. We'll be back Friday. Hopefully, I will figure out what the hell happened with my graphics card and try to get that fixed for then.
And definitely check out Fire the Fool. It's also on Facebook.
Yeah. Okay. Well, check out Fire the Fool. Good night, everybody.
Good night. And that's a wrap.